My name is Joyce Renzi. A lot need to be done. Like when we look in our societies today, the youth really need a lot of opportunities to work. Most of them have the papers, they have studied, but they have nowhere to work. This has pushed them to some extreme. Others go astray and do some wrong things, but others go and do their small businesses and move on. But I would appeal to our leaders to do something about that, most especially the youth. If they bring up the youth to give them employment opportunities, we shall have a better tomorrow.
Yes, my name is Joseph Akung Yelanei. I am South Sudanese. I live in Juba. It actually means nothing completely, because the way South Sudan is heading to, it's like nowhere really. So with all of this rebellings, whatever, the war that is going on, corruption, I see no movement. Yes, we do have a country, yes, but I think not only me, but a few people regret it. We were better when we were in the bush. Now I don't see any achievement at all. People are heading each other's what. Politician, they're heading in the wrong direction. South Sudan become a family nation, not a South Sudanese nation. I'm tired of, sick of these roads, this rubbish, this war. People are dying every day. Hospital, no what. And then we call ourselves a country. How is that a country? To me, I don't know where we are heading to, but yeah, I think new change have to come.
My name is Margaret Dabu Samson. I'm a South Sudanese living in Juba, going to celebrate a 10 years anniversary independence. It reminds us of the victory and the martyrs, our martyrs, what they have suffered for was not in vain. Though some things are not going well, but we still have hope that in some years to come, things are going to be fine since we are now independent. Because, you know, everything is start by small. Then from time to time, it will grow to become something bigger.
My name is Raleigh Jonathan. Generally, I must say we are all happy as South Sudanese, given our independence that we fought hard to gain in 2011. And on the aspect of development, I would say our government did not do enough. Actually, nothing is in place. There are no schools, there are no roads, no agriculture, no security. So going forward, I think we look forward to achieving the reason we got our independence, other than intercommunal fightings and corruptions and, you know, lack of development.
Okay, I'm Kola Wagden. I'm a South Sudanese. Okay, it's a good thing to be free from all the mistreatment we have been going through. But according to me, there is nothing special about the 10 years freedom, because we have not been free at all. The challenges we are facing here are much more than what we were facing before when we were together with Arabs. So up to now, we don't have schools, and it's the most important things. We don't have proper hospitals, and we don't have roads. Economic is actually the worst.
Okay, yeah. My name is Kajokare Santos Evans. I live in South Sudan, currently in Juba. So I think this independence, it means a lot to me, especially as a South Sudanese. It has been the struggle that, you know, all South Sudanese have been struggling for. So it should be an independence whereby people embrace the spirit of unity for existence, and we live in other things like intercommunal violence. I wish this coming independence will bring change so that we desist from a culture of intercommunal violence and revenge attacks in the country.
I'm called Pony Betty Koma. I'm a South Sudanese. I'm very happy to celebrate the independence of South Sudan, which is going to happen on 9th of July. And I'm happy of it. And it's going to make it 10 years, which means we are growing. So we need peace. That's the only thing we are praying for. And let the youth celebrate with peace and harmony. You know, in life, even if at home, sometimes they're struggling. So the same thing in South Sudan, struggling. So we hope for the best, that one day, one time, it will be okay.
Yeah, my name is Abraham Cholkej. The last 10 years of our independence has been really terrible for the country. Except for this last year, we have seen a bit of the development going on, especially the roads. But we are still living in fear because we don't know what will happen. When we don't have the parliament, we don't have the state government functioning, and all the other things that are not actually there, except the road that is actually going to the Upper Nile. seats. People are tired of war, and I don't know if anybody will support a politician again to go back to war.
I'm called Mercy Luate. I'm happy that we are coming for the 10th Independence Day. It's a day for freedom, and it means we have the freedom to exercise our feelings in our own country. Yeah. So being independent, it actually relieves us from so many things and having peaceful elections for the next coming elections. Yeah, it will always take time to settle in life because of our difference in civilizations. So we cannot say it is okay, but still we are struggling to make it fine.
My name is Locus Maya, South Sudanese living within Juba. The 10 years of South Sudan's independence has made a lot of experience in my life because I'm able to understand about South Sudan. First of all, post the crisis of the SPLA crisis with the North, up to this time, we know we are struggling for a liberation. But from the time we got our independence up to now, still we feel the country is still in another way of like there is no liberation totally. We believe this post-independence period should be a period of independence, where at least everybody, every citizen, enjoys his rights, enjoys his fullness in this country, enjoys every resources. But we have lost to this.